let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Easy to see why The Spy in Me by J.S. Delaney has received all five-star reviews, part of the popular McAllister series, which also includes The Color of Grace and The Glory of Honor, called The Story of Substance. Timely, passionate, intriguing, a great combination of action and love with great and well-rounded characters. Cale McAllister was a scientist who worked on a contract for the U.S. military, but this time he went too far. Creating the DNA research and the patch for correction, he did everything right with one exception. He made Daniel a son that was designed with super kinetic skills and much more. Jennifer S. Delaney is a mother, wife, author, and artist. She writes about everything, paints faces to houses, and is a true lover of life. She says the human experience is an amazing responsibility, a joy, and a sorrow. How we use it is determined on how we see its value. In 2000, she had cancer, continued to move forward in raising her kids and grandchildren. As radiation poisoning makes this more difficult, she often quotes to herself the words she heard as a child. When God closes a door, he opens a window. You will only find it if you stop whining and see the gift I see. J.S. Delaney, author of the love story family sci-fi novel The Spy in Me, is our guest on This Week in America. Jennifer, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
And it's great to be ahead. Thank you so much for having me.
It is our pleasure, and you've done it again with another in the McAllister series, and I love the subject here. You've got this DNA patch that I was talking about. You use that instead of other technologies in science. Why this subject? What was it that interested you about the DNA patch that led to this storyline?
The DNA patch is something that people are using now to correct problems in DNA for young children, soldiers, and many more. The technology is a wonderful thing, but as you and I know, without balance and nurturing, a child can either become a demon or an angel. And I think that we need to have reflection, and this technology right now is being strong. Without any of that.
And as you read the book, The Spy in Me by J.S. Delaney, our guest on the program, it's a very entertaining story. It will keep you turning the pages and gets you thinking at the same time. As you mentioned, there's good, there's bad, and you're thinking, could this happen? And then you're thinking, it may be happening now. Why did you choose the countries that you have represented in this? Any specific reason you chose the countries as the background?
Britain is actually having a lot of problems with children being in our economy. They're actually having a problem with children being literally stolen off the streets for their body parts. They're finding them without kidneys and livers. And it's shameful what happens. And I think that the problem here in America is we have a problem with being myopic. We don't see that this is not our problem. This is the world's problem.
That's interesting because you present this as a global problem, which gives us a different and authentic perspective, doesn't it, on what the problem is. It's just not something we're dealing with here, the technology and all of the ethical issues that raises. But this is a global issue. We all are in this together, basically.
Yes, it is. And the problem is that when, especially in America today, right now, we have all these other issues about color. We have all these issues about race. And what I find with the story and what I wanted to represent was as the advantages that Daniel had, even without the DNA badge, as the love and the experience can really move forward to become an asset to all of us, no matter where we are. And I think that the family here, because it's such an odd representation of the Cheyenne Nation, which has been misrepresented for such a long time,
yes.
And the Irish, which I just put that in there because I was being a stinker. My husband is Irish. And I wanted to show that, you know, it really isn't, you're putting the fish out in the sea, but you're not letting him feed.
Yes.
You've got to start seeing that what we do today is a representation of what we give tomorrow.
And as you read the book, as I say, you'll be entertained, and then you'll stop and you'll think, like, wow, why, what is happening here in the world? And could it happen? And it raises some issues we all need to face. The book is The Spy in Me. It's the latest in the McAllister series from J.S. Delaney. If you're Googling, it's spelling is D-E-L-A-N-E-Y. You'll find the book available and all of them at Amazon, along with at our website, jsdelaney.org. We'll give you that information throughout the program. The other books in the series, The Color of Grace and The Glory of Honor. The video version of the program, by the way, is available on our YouTube channel. You can Google that or go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Go to videos and pull it up there as well. Why did you choose the military to be the focal point of this family adventure?
Because with the American military, they would have the assets and the determination and everything that they needed to solve the higher issues. At a lower end, without having the assets that the colonel puts before them, he's kind of a stinker himself, that guy. And I really wanted to show that, you know, having advantage, using once again for right, is different than having advantage and using it for wrong. That's what the book is really brings to fruition, is to show that we all have the opportunity to make a difference in the right direction. But I didn't want it to be dry. There's nothing worse than reading something and not understanding that, you know, this is life. We all have joy. We can laugh a little, read about something of substance, and still get a message that's worth listening to.
And you deliver it so well in all of the books. The book in particular we're talking about, The Spy in Me, part of the McAllister series, the other two books in the series also available. And talking about the characters, we mentioned Daniel, Kale. Talk about Angelina, and why is she the force that drives the story forward? Just a remarkable character as we follow her in the book, The Spy in Me.
Well, I think at the beginning of the book, it says that her Indian name is Little Bear. And in the first book, her father, Bear McAllister, he's a big, very emotional, rough and tumble kind of guy that doesn't use his head before he uses his fists often. And Angelina is a little bit more thoughtful, but she still doesn't have a down, thinking things through to the end. And she says, you know, when Daniel goes to school and gets into trouble, she gets into trouble for defending him. And she tells her father, to her mother's surprise, that she says, you know, Dad, you told me that in order to be in charge of our own lives, we need to take care of business before it becomes big. And I took care of business today. And Angelina has a tendency to become very one-minded. And through the story, you'll see that she not only directs, but also has the team behind her within her family of being military to really make a difference in how this issue is handled. And she says, you know what, Daniel, you're never going to be alone. That's what a family is. That's what we do. And we're going to make progress with this issue. And it's your obligation, because children like you are depending upon you. And I love her determination and her heart. She is passionate, and she puts herself to task. She doesn't back down.
She really does. I love the development of the character Angelina in the book, The Spy in Me. You mentioned Bear McAllister, the father. Talk about that. In your other books, you choose to make this a problem that started with the murder of Bear McAllister's father. The last book finishes with that problem actually being solved. The Spy in Me, though, has its own disconnect. Was there a reason you wrote in that sequence?
I did, because Daniel's great mind actually was allowed, because the Colonel had become, I think, in the first book, almost comic, but yet at the same time, determined and one-minded. Daniel was a new and fresh character that allowed, with his kinetic abilities, to show that he could really think things through and create a less emotional Bannon from beginning of the story to the end of the story and what to do about it. And he actually, in the last book, is the one that directs Bear, and he says, you know, Bear, think this through. And Bear says, you know what? I'm so angry. I am. And he punches the guy right in the face, and Daniel steps in, and it becomes a more laughable situation. But Daniel was necessary, I think, to redirect the nation and the Irish family, to bring them together and show it didn't matter to Bear. That wasn't the point. Daniel was Greek, Russian, and still he was just the loved part of the family. He was brought in and created a son, even if it wasn't anything to do with his DNA.
The book is The Spy in Me. J.S. Delaney is our guest on the program, the author. Book and the whole series available at Amazon at her website, gsdelaney.org. I'll give you that as we wrap up the program so you have all that information. If someone were to say, describe The Spy in Me, some would say a love story, some a family story, some a military adventure. You've got a light atmosphere as well. How do you juggle all of that? Because you can't really pigeonhole what the main topic of the book is, because the main genre, because you cover so many and you do it so well in weaving all of those elements into the story. How challenging was that to have all of this represented in one story?
It's more challenging for me to leave a part out, because I feel like I wanted to build a whole person, a whole story about a subject that covered what life represents. We aren't only a race. We aren't only indigenous. We aren't only this. We aren't only that. What we are is part of a family. Some of it we don't like, some of it we do, but we're still part of a family. We're still part of a race, whether we like it or not. Some of those traits do follow us through, and we're still part of society. And it doesn't still make any difference unless you use it to benefit love and the next generation. I think that if you're of any race or religion, you understand that our guide is who we are. We're a guide to the next generation and what we leave behind for the next people, for the next kids. Whether we have kids or we are kids, we still need to understand that we're responsible for the earth, we're responsible for the economic times that we leave, and how we move forward. And so this is what I wanted to show in my book. I wanted to show that, you know, we can make friends at every corner and laugh and enjoy and come home to a safe place, and understand that we have support to do those things and grow and learn. Or we can do bad things and we can not guide, and the results really do make a difference. This family isn't made up of people that are really birthright. They have their military family. They have their government family. They have their nation family in the Cheyenne Nation. And they have their Irish clan. And some of them are good, some of them are not good. Uncle Seamus is kind of a little of both. And some of them are a little wacky and out there, but it brings to brings us forward to show that Daniel isn't a one-sided figure. He's a whole figure that was brought into this family, and as big of an adjustment as it was, he was able to add his special features to their life and help them as well as they helped him. And this is what I'm trying to present in these books. And it's passionate, and yes, there is sex in it. And every time I go to the bank, the lady at the bank says, "So you like straws?" Just being silly. And I tried very hard to show that, you know, sex isn't something that God or whoever you believe in didn't know about, obviously. And it's important for all of us. And it's in the book. Yes, it's an adult book. But also, there's a part in my last book that shows that the Kathleen and the younger children, when they're helping their brother Eagle Eye, they're like, they tell it like it is. You know, Eagle Eye, you really need a bath. You stink. And it's all the silly things that you put into life. And if you take them with the right attitude, you can really have a loving and wonderful experience.
I can't believe how quickly time is going here. Our guest on the program, J.S. Delaney, talking specifically about The Spy and Me, but in general, the McAllister series. I want to talk about some of the characters, Dr. Nguyen, Misha. Who do they truly represent? The military kidnapping people, do they represent the way other countries are doing business? Do they represent the hopes and dreams of people in need around the globe? What do they represent in your book?
I wanted to bring them in because they're opposing characters. Dr. Nguyen is a little guy from the Philippines, and he has and he's actually being held to his task by people that are threatening his family. But he's a good guy. He really is. He's a smart, intelligent person that wants good things. That was why he became a doctor. Misha is opposing in the fact that she's angry. She's a mean-spirited person, but there's something behind that. They have already killed her mother, and they're threatening her sister, and she's being forced forward. So what I'm trying to present here is that it's not because Misha is this ethnicity or Dr. Nguyen is this ethnicity. It's we need to look past the basics and see this person and why we're dealing with these problems. And then we can get to something, the meat of the thing, and move forward. Misha becomes a friend because she now has somebody to help her that really is sincere in helping her. Dr. Nguyen becomes a part of the McAllister team, and his family becomes protected. And these things are something that I think simply show. You can't call one region bad or one region good. You have to just look a little further than the obvious.
With us on the program is J.S. Delaney, The Spy in Me, the book we're talking about. The book, in fact, the whole series is sought after today. Why is it so popular? It's a book that has resonated ever since you wrote the first of the series.
It's because it's comical, really. It's not stiff. I used to laugh when my grandmother was alive. She just passed, but she used to giggle, and my aunt would say, "I didn't know you thought like that." And it's hilarious how other people react to my books because I'm simply writing what I see, and I see people as marvelous. I really do. I see people as, you know, they all have an amazing art that can either be embraced or, you know, discarded. And my grandmother would giggle and laugh And that's really what the books are about. They're about showing you we all need to move forward. We all need to start seeing this is our responsibility. But everything isn't a heart attack. Some things, you know, like my cancer or my other problems in health are just a side note to keep you understanding, you know what, you better stop waiting because life is too short.
Boy, something we all should grab a hold of and implement as our daily philosophy. I've got about a minute or so left here in the program, making people aware of what's happening in our world. And you do that so well in the series. Must be purposeful. Talk about your purpose, why you think it's important that you tell this message and you how you feel about sharing your thoughts, these messages, these worldwide problems with the audience.
Well, I guess it's because with my grandchildren, I see these two bubbling little guys that really kind of straightened me out. They made me see, you know, my importance as a leader. And I think it what really also brings me forward is that everybody says that I'm too happy. I think everything is fun. You know what? Everything might not be fun, but if you use a good attitude, do your research and look forward to the next step. Knowing your importance is so important. Rick, you're important to me and to a lot of people because of what you do. And many people don't see that their value is there if they only choose to grab it.
We'll leave it on that thought, and there's so much that we talked about during the course of this program today. It's been so much fun to have Jennifer with us, J.S. Delaney. The book is The Spy in Me. That's one of the popular McAllister series. The others, The Color of Grace, The Glory of Honor. You'll find information, of course, at Amazon at her website, jsdelaney.org. That's DELANEY.org. We'll have it on our website as well. One final question here. What are you working on now? Can we expect a new book from you soon?
I'm doing a new book called The Hawk and the Owl. I'm writing it because I'm finding that nowadays our young people need to understand that they cannot trust all adults. I'm hoping that the children understand that going to the right adults and seeing and having some faith in their in themselves will save a few kids. What? And so this book is about how these boys find hawks that are baby hawks, and they take them to the conservatory for help. And they get involved in a mystery. And it's how the birds often talk to them and help them. And it's a silly book, but it's for younger people, and it doesn't include sex, which was at my daughter's behest.
Well, looking forward to that book, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Our guest has been J.S. Delaney, author of the McAllister series, the new book we talked about in the program today, The Spy in Me. All of the books available at Amazon and at our website, jsdelaney.org. Of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Jennifer, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for being with us. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, and I really appreciate you, and you have a wonderful year.
You as well. Once again, J.S. Delaney, the book The Spy in Me. Information on our website. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.